Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
If you enjoy the Red Men podcast, then we have got more Red Men podcasty goodness for your ears. And now, as an alternative to RedMenPlus.com, you can subscribe to Red Men Plus podcast directly through Spotify. Yep, you just go through Spotify, pay them directly instead of us. It means the same thing, except you get access to the podcast in Spotify directly. Get involved. Extra Red Men podcast each and every week.
Difficult start. First 15 minutes, we had problems. City played much too often through our midfield. We all know City has always different ideas for different games, and you always have to get used to it during the game. You never know exactly what will happen. And obviously the positioning of De Bruyne and Gundogan in combination with Palmer and Mahrez gave us some problems on top of the problems. You have Erling Haaland in the center, which you should not forget in all these movements. And so in this situation, we were not compact enough. That's why they could pass the ball through. That costs you confidence, conviction, stuff like this. But we found a way back in the game. We were 1-0 down, scored our goal, wonderful goal. Had good football moments before the goal already. We caused them problems as well. So 1-1. Result, okay, half-time. Second half starts, and I don't know how many minutes were played. And they score the second goal. By the way, the first chance of Haaland, which the start in the game, first half, was offside, wasn't it? You don't know? Yes, it was. What can I tell you? So, but that gives the game a direction. Eh? It's like the first season, and boom, oh my God. So they are through. It was offside, but nobody whistled, no flag up, and all the so it gives you a bad feeling. So just to say that. But then the second half, the goal, they score that. We should have defended all three goals much better. This one, not in the last moment, because when Ria takes the ball with the first touch inside, it's just world class. And I respect that a lot. But before, on the side, we should be in better positions on the other side. Third goal, especially, we are not switched on when they start their little routine. Crosses coming in. We are not in the right position. We not enough players watch the ball early. So these kind of things. So there's obviously still a lot of space for improvement. But then we had our moments. We could have scored more goals. They had more chances. Spectacular game, I would say, for that early stage again. And a lot high intensity, so it's a lot to take from. Yeah, the result obviously not, and the coach conceded not, but in between, yes, we played, yeah, said a couple of times, probably the best team in the world. They're unbelievable how they are and what they do, and so it's normal that you struggle in moments, so I accept that. That's why. Especially the big difficulties, I will not count too much now because we will not play every 3 days against Man City. But we can do better and we will work on that. And then let's make sure that we are ready for Aston Villa.
And just one more, if I may. Is there an argument to suggest then at this stage of the competition that VAR should be introduced? I mean, I hate to bring it back to VAR, but obviously those kind of calls that you're talking about there can be...
Yeah, I would say if we have VAR, the refs are used to VAR, and all of a sudden you tell them, oh, no, today not, they tell everybody no. Not. It's like it looked like in a couple of situations that they were waiting for or thinking that there was still VAR, but there is nothing because offside decision, there were a couple of where everybody in the stadium was convinced it was offside. I don't know if it was in the end or not, but we'll never know probably because we cannot watch it back. So that's, yeah, I would say makes sense. If you play a competition now and everybody, everywhere as we are, yeah, why you should not, especially in a game like this. I understand in early rounds when it's maybe not possible on all levels, but then now it's City against Liverpool. I think all the technical things are here, so why shouldn't we use it? Yeah.
Yeah, good. I realise you came out on the wrong side of it. But you said it was a spectacular game, and I think most people watching on TV would have enjoyed the game. Are you surprised that both sides could get up to that level or produce something like that so soon after players have come back?
I didn't really think about it. I know that for us, it's always like this. We beat, obviously, City from time to time, but only when we are really on top of our game, then it's possible. Because we in the game, it's always like this. It's like we push each other always in the game to the next level. There were spells, City better, us better, we better, and stuff like this. So I didn't really think about how good it can be, but I saw the game as well. So yeah, it was really good. And from our point of view, we had to change late. Bobby only in the last session felt something, so he was out. Then we had other problems with. We planned Oxlade to start, and obviously it's in a good moment. And then he got ill 2 days ago, but this morning he was fine. So there are different struggles you always have. And against City, you better should have a perfectly oiled machine available, because they just, how I said, they always do little things differently, which have a big impact, and you have to adapt to that quickly. And we needed tonight 15 minutes, which was nearly too long, but we found a way back in the game, and then that's good. But in this game, for your own possession spells, you need 100% confidence and conviction. And these first 15 minutes cost you. You need more time and stuff. You feel in a rush where you are not. I think we had chances, especially using Darwin in behind. There were massive spaces for us as well. So, yeah, good game. Was a surprise. I didn't think about it too much.
Do you think Trent and Virgil will be available for Boxing Day? Was Milner hamstring?
Sorry?
Was Milner's injury hamstring?
Yeah. Maybe he felt something in the hamstring. We still hope it's not an injury, but we will see. He felt something, but after 30 years in the business, he said, I don't think it's a lot, so we will see. Yeah, actually, we thought Trent is available, but then he got ill. And so that's what we have to wait for. So Virgil trained today, yesterday, what is today? Thursday? Yeah, so yesterday and today, completely normal. And should be ready for Monday. But we have to see who gets the virus until then. That's it?
Yep.
Thank you very much. See you.
Thanks for listening. If you want even more Bosch content and podcasts just like this, go over to redmenplus.com and sign up now.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.